Father, I thank you for this night to come to you and to preach your word and be with your words as it goes out. It's a hard message and a misunderstood message. Father, help me to bring it clear into light. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. We're preaching from the Greek New Testament, translating it with the verb tenses and meanings, and then reading it from the Amplified Bible also. We'll start with 12 and verse 49. Peter Elthon Balain Epitain Gain Kai Ti Thalo A Ade Ane Ane Fethe. Fire I came to cast upon the earth. And what I wish, since already it was kindled. I have come to send fire, not peace, upon the earth. Now, we have fire-baptized Christians in the world. As originally, they called themselves fire-baptized Methodists. And they call themselves Pentecostals, after what happened on the day of Pentecost. In 1908, we have the Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles. We had Amy Simple McPherson. We have many, many great, what we call showmen, that came forth with doing miracles and talking in tongues and healings and new revelations of the God, of the Word of God, so-called. We have the final revelation from God. We don't need any more revelations from God. It says, with fire I came to cast upon the earth, and what I wish since already it was kindled. Already set afire. It was set afire. Let's read this in the Amplified Bible, verse number 49. I've come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish that it were already kindled. Already kindled. Remember what John the Baptist said about Jesus. He said, I baptize you, I dip you in water. But one that comes after me, that I am not worthy to even tie his shoelaces, he will baptize you, dip you, baptize you, immerse you and with fire and the Holy Spirit. And that happened on the day of Pentecost now. Baptisma de echo baptistene kai pos sin ekomai ios hutu teleste. Baptism calls for a separation from something and a adhering to something else. Baptism did not start with John the Baptist. Baptism, fire baptized, baptism with fire. Back in Abraham's day, when Abraham was given the covenant of circumcision, that's a sign of the covenant with circumcision, but before they circumcised anyone, they would dip them. They died to their old national background, ethnic origins, and was raised anew to a new dispensation, a new life, a new organization, a new fellowship and covenant. The covenant of circumcision was a special covenant that God gave to Abraham. It was continued on with Moses. The baptism I have to be baptized in, or dipped in, and how I am pressed until where it may be accomplished, brought to a finish, pressed. Look at that word, pressed. Sin ekamai. He is strangled. He is suffocated until he gets the job done. Jesus on the cross of Calvary said, it is finished. That's the word there, telestai. Telamai. It is finished. It is brought to completion. Our procurement of salvation was finished on the cross of Calvary. He died for our sins and was raised for our justification. Death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel. Not without any other things. It's all of that. Death, burial, and resurrection. He said, I am hard pressed, I am strangled, I am suffocated until I have brought it to the finished point. Docete, hote, and renein, para ekonomen, dune, ante, ge, uke, elego, himan, al, e, dia, marismon. Do you think that peace, arene, shalom, I've come, I bring alongside, or I have started this, para genomai, that I give to you in the earth? No. Okay. No, I say to you all, but rather division, dio merismon. Division, to split and divide. To split and divide. Let's look at 50 and 51. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, dipped, immersed in it. And how greatly and sorely I am urged, impelled, and constrained until it is accomplished. Do you suppose that I have come to give peace upon the earth? No, I say to you, but rather division. A baptism of fire, and then there would be division in families. There would be division between a husband and a wife. There would be division between mother and father, and sister and brother, and mother and daughter, and mother and daughter-in-law. 1252. Esonte gar apo tunin. Pente in hina oiko di marismanoi trace epi deisen kai dio epi treason. For there shall be from now on 5 in one house, having been divided. That is, nomine plural masculine, perfect participle has it. Having been divided by what? With baptism comes a division, a separation. Things are never going to be the same after you're baptized. And scriptural baptism is real important. Very important. The right mode. For the right reason. By the right body. For there shall be from now on 5 in one household, having been divided, 3 against 2, and 2 against 3. 53 now, 1253. By the way, all of these scriptures are prophesied in the Old Testament. Micah 7 and 6, and there are quite a few different Old Testament scriptures that prophesied this would happen. Diamaris seisonte, pater epi hu, kai huios epi patri, mater epi te tegatera, kai tegater epi tein matera. They shall be caused to be divided, father against son, firstborn, and firstborn heir against father. Now, the firstborn of the family is usually the heir or the leader in a family. Sometimes, many times in the Bible, the heir the rejection of the firstborn we see in the Bible, the rejection of the firstborn. God rejected our first birth. God rejected Cain and adhered to Seth. By the way, Abel was never any threat to Cain at all. Cain was the firstborn. He was the going to be the patriarch of the family, except he threw it all away by his false worship and hateful attitudes. There is where we see a baptism of fire in that family. The one that would not follow the word of God and God's leading, by the way, and his example, would kill the one that did. And son, heir against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Verse number, or the second part of 53, Panthera, Epitane, Nymphon, Nephane, Altes, Chi, Nymphe, Epitane, Panthera. Mother-in-law upon the bride. The bride, the daughter-in-law of her. And the bride, or their daughter-in-law, against the mother-in-law. Now, how many times have you seen this happen in the world? Mm-hmm. When someone gets saved, someone becomes a believer, and they cast them out of the family. Especially in Catholicism and in Islam. You follow what the family tradition is, or else. In Judaism, when the Apostle Paul became saved, it is said that his wife and his children disowned him. But God gave him many, many more children and many, many more women to take care of him. They ministered to him. Elegane de kai tois oklois, hotan edete tain nephilane, anatelusen epi dismon, euthios legete ho amphros, erketai kai genete hutos. And he kept on saying also to the crowds. Now, these crowds here, that's tois oklois. How many is this, Marilyn?
Oklois.
Yeah, 10 to 20,000 or so people. This is a big crowd now. To the great crowds, over 10,000 people. And when ye may see the cloud, the Nephilane, the cloud, rising up, over the west of that place yonder up here, this way, immediately ye say that a storm, it is coming. And it becomes in like manner. Let's go on to 55. Kai hotan noton nuoton legete apo kaison ete kai genete. And when The south wind is blowing, is what it's talking about. The south is windy. That's that direction up here, that direction. Ye say that heat, that hot, it shall become. And it becomes for itself hot. 12 and verse 56, now this word that he uses many times in the New Testament, Jesus used this, hypocrite, to prosopon, tais geis, kai tu uranu, oidate, dokimazain, ton kairon, kai tu ton, pos uk oidate, dekismazain. What's that first word there? Hypocrite.
Hypocrites.
Actors. This is a theatrical term. Now, usually one actor played in a play. They would go up there on the stage, and the stage was well lit with candles, with reflectors pointing toward the actor, and this happened most of the time in the evening. The actors would take a mask and hold the mask in front of them, and they would act like they were an old man sometimes, an old woman, a child, or whatever, and it meant to speak from under a mask. A hypocrite is somebody that acts. He's a professional liar. I remember one time, this was half a century ago. See, I'm old. I was going to school down south, and Brother Madden's father-in-law came out. And he was preaching, Brother Madden's father-in-law was preaching down there at CMBI during the chapel time. And he was being a guest speaker in different classes, and so on and so forth. And this fella, and I cannot remember his name right now, maybe it'll come to me sooner or later, he told Brother Madden, "Brother Madden, I want to go see John Wayne's house. He's my favorite actor."
Brother Madden said, "Brother, why would you want to go see that liar? He's nothing but a liar. He's getting up there on that screen and acting like he's somebody else. He's a hypocrite. But I'll take you there if that's what you really want."
That's Brother Madden for you. And it sounded just about like that. Okay. Well, he took him over there so he could see his house. Maybe even his boat down there in Long Beach or whatever. He had an old battleship that he turned into a yacht. Hypocrites, the face of the earth and the heaven, ye have known to discern. The season, the kairos, the kairon here, that's accusative singular. But this one thing, how not ye have known to discern and to understand. To have known and to understand. Ye have known and you don't know how to understand it. Now let's go back and read about three verses from 53. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Micah 7 and verse 6. Now, this happened. This happened. You've seen this in the world today. I remember a long time ago now, this fellow is a wonderful Christian man. He became a wonderful Christian man. But he came to church to tell me off. And we were preaching there in the church. He came up. He had about 2 6-packs of beer, and he was sitting out there in the car drinking beer. And he came in that church house smelling like a brewery. And he sat down. And after that service over, he was going to tell me to straighten up and leave his family alone, because his wife had become a believer. And he was a Catholic. He was going to tell me all. He's a good Catholic. He said, "I raised a Catholic, you know." Well, we had a sermon that night that talked about how fathers and husbands ought to be responsible for the care, spiritual care of their families. And when we got through and gave a invitation, that man hit the aisle and went down there and asked God to forgive him and help him be a good father. And he's half drunk. That's Joe Montredon.
Yeah.
That's right. That man became a Christian. He became a deacon. He became an example of Christianity to everyone he knew. What a man of God. Mm-hmm. He died as an accidental death, which broke my heart to see that. just after he retired. But God used that man many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. Oh, how I loved him. And he came to tell me off. The vision had come to that house. The vision had come to that house. Mm-hmm. Once he came to know the Lord, there was no more division. All of his children were baptized. I baptized him. I baptized his children. I think I baptized his wife. Mm-hmm. What a man of God he became. I also said to the crowds, men, when you see a cloud rising in the west, at once you say it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you see a south wind is blowing, you say there will be severe heat. And that becomes for itself, literally. It occurs. Verse number 56. You play actors, hypocrites. You know how to intelligently discern and interpret and prove the looks of the earth. We know how to do that sometimes, don't we? Improve the looks of the earth. We can make wild wildernesses out into parks. Matter of fact, the American Indian was probably the most diverse, what we might call, custodian of this land. You know, the American Indian genetically engineered tomatoes, which was a poisonous nightshade, potatoes, which was nightshade, edible, corn. Now, the rest of the world didn't have this. They're starving to death over there in Europe. Pumpkins, beans, many things, chilies. What would the world do? What would the world do without chilies? What would Ireland done without potatoes? You know, the Irish potato famine, or they like to kill them. They were the only ones over there in that part of Europe that would even eat a potato that's grown on the ground. And how about those wonderful peanuts? You wouldn't have those either without those Indians. But the Indians manicured the land from one coast to the other coast. And they created the Great Plains. They burned off all that mesquite out there. And every year they would burn off the grass. It would kill the fleas and the ticks and the vermin. And it would give a place. And they drove the buffalo from their native original habitation all the way to the East Coast and far out into the Midwest and the West. Yeah, we know how to improve the land. We know what to leave alone and what not to touch. And how it is you do not know how to discern and interpret and apply the proof of the present time. Okay, verse number 57 now. T. Day. Kai. Off. Yaton. U. Yanate. Granate. To Dikaion. And even from yourselves, not. That's a little adverb of negation. That word not there is not li. Actively not. You judge the things just or righteous. Hos gar hipages meta tu andi diku su ep arconta en te hodo dos ergasion ape loxte op alto. This is a long verse. Me pote katisere si pros ton kritain kai ho krites si paradose tu proc Tori, Kai, Ho, Proctor, Si, Bale, Ace, Tilakin. And he says here, for as you go with the adversary, with your someone that is your enemy, someone that you don't agree with, belonging to you, before the ruler of a synagogue, like a civil judge today, a commissioner, so to speak. In the way, you give work pains to be rid from him. Work it out. Work it out. Lest he might drag you before the judge. And the judge of you he shall deliver to the bailiff, the officer of the court, what we might call a deacon sometimes, but a deacon means a dust kicker, somebody who works. A proctori, that is a bailiff, that is a master of arms in a synagogue. And the master of arms of the bailiff, you he shall cast into prison. Verse number 59 now, the last verse in this chapter of the Gospel of Mark, Luke that is, the Gospel of Luke. Lego si ume, exelthes, ekaithen, heos kai to eskoton, lepton apodos. To you I say, no not. Now looky here, we have an adverb of negation and a particle of negation. Ume. Know not ye may come out from there until even the least, the last half penny you may pay back. 3/8 of a farthing, the smallest denomination of Jewish coinage, the lepton, the mite. You're going to pay the last, very last half or 1/3 of a cent. Let's go back and read these few verses. And this will be the end of the chapter of 12 of Luke. And by the way, this is one halfway through the Gospel of Luke. So now we're one halfway through Luke. Let's go back and read this other thing just one more time. Verse number 56. You play actors and hypocrites. You know how to intelligently to discern and interpret and prove the looks of the earth and the sky. But how is it to you that you do not know how to discern and interpret and apply the proof to the present time? Wake up! I'm here! I am the King of Israel! Wake up! I am here! I am your King! I am your Savior! The time has come! The Magi knew who he was and when he was supposed to come. The Magi had been looking at the calendar and the stars, and predicting from the book of Daniel when Messiah, king, would be born. And so they came to Jerusalem. They came to the wrong place. They went to old Herod. That was a son of Esau, not of Jacob. And then he proceeded to try to kill that Messiah child. Now, you people, you hypocrites, you play actors, you society, within societies, you synagogue groups, pay attention. I have come. The time is here. The season is here. The rain is coming. The fire is coming upon the earth. I'm here. I'm your Savior. Listen. Beware. You don't know how to interpret, discern, and apply the proof to the present time? And why do you not judge what is just? And personally decide what is right. Personally decide what is right. Each one of you. It's going to cause division in your household. Unless the whole household is saved. It's going to cause division. And then as you go with your accuser before the magistrate, on the way, make diligent effort to settle and be quit of him, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer put in you in prison. Jesus is using some hard terms here and something they understand every day. Yes, there is a prison at the end of your life. If you do not know and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be in that prison called Hades. Never, never, never to be pardoned. You will pay the last suffering bit forever without relief. I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the very last fraction of a cent. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. I pray that it might upbuild, uplift your people. Father, forgive me where I fail you. Please. I pray and I beg you in Jesus' name and in His blood. Help us, Father, to glorify you with our lives. Help us, Father, to have enough money to keep the website up and pay the bills. And please help us to sell our land. We've had one disappointed appointment after another. This jars you jars us to the very bottom of our souls in disappointment. Father, I pray that you will find someone that will be honest and sincere, and that we will relieve this great pressure from us. Forgive us where we found you. Help us to glorify you with what life we have left. In Jesus' name.